dialect of Wheat Hampstead, Hertfordshire. Mr. Bracey, aged 75, retired farm worker. Recorded by Mari Haslam, 31st of December, 1953.
Making in the mornings, we used to have to wait till the dew got off. We used to do other jobs about the farm until the hay was fit to turn. We used to turn it and toss it and put it in cocks. Then as the day come along, we used to cart it, take it to the rick, and unload it onto the rick. Keep on like that till night time come. Then when the dew began to fall in the evening part, of course we had to pack up for the day, till the next day. There used to be a man up the top taking it away from everybody, throwing it to another one, and then he used to put it to the builder, what was building the rick. That was like four men at the rick. And then you see when the rick was built up, had the roof all on it, they used to take your elevator away, rake the wheat rick down and make it look tidy, then bring the straw along, ready for the thatching. And then there used to be the thatcher and his man, what used to yelm his straw for him and carry it up the ladder for the thatching. And they used to start what they call the barge end, and work a course and course and course along till they got to the other end. And then they done one side, they used to take the ladder around the other side and do the other side the same.
What did they tie it down?
They used to tie it down with string and pegs. Take it and string it, you see. Wind string around the pegs and keep working. As they put the courses up, they used to have a row of pegs along the top, another one halfway down the rick, and one along the barge end, the bottom, you see. That's how they used to go on with that. They used to shake it up so there wasn't two straws laying each way. They used to wet it and keep on putting straw on and damping it down, down it down, till they got a big pile. Then the man, he used to draw the yelms out with his hands straight, lay them in a string, and tie them up, and he got about 9 or 10 yelms in a bundle. He'd take them then to the ladder and carry them up to the man what was thatching on the rick. And he used to start at the bottom and work his way up with the yelms, putting one under the other to keep them waterproof, see? To keep the water from going into the rick till he got up the top of the ridge again. Rick. And that's the way he kept on working himself along, and he got the other end of the rick till the rick was finished. And each time he moved his ladder, he used to peg and tie each course down. Well, you see, when you've got a plough is in several parts. There's the skimmer, the coulter, the big point, the rice, the landside, and the moldboard. That's how it makes up the body of the plough. Then there's the plough head and the handles. You see, on the plough head they hook the horses on that, and the ploughman walks behind in the handles to steer the plough. And that's all this kind of plough.